The Indianapolis 500 this year, they had nearly 400,000 people there, and they did not have a mask requirement. What makes Gen Con different, and what makes you need a mask?
Yeah, so two things, really. I mean, first of all, it's primarily indoors. And the second thing is, you know, tabletop gaming is a really kind of a unique participatory event. You're often sitting down at a table, at multiple tables throughout a day for long periods of time, for up to, you know, an hour, 2 hours, sometimes, you know, 4 hours in the case of a long RPG session. And so, you know, because of that and the high transmissibility, we felt that it was best to require a mask mandate. And we did it successfully in 2021, and we had no reports of any spread of COVID, so we figured that that would be the best way to go this year as well.
Well, I attended Comic-Con here, and they didn't require masks, and, you know, these Comic-Cons, as the other gentleman mentioned, have not necessarily been what they call super spreader events. So can people not decide whether they want to wear a mask?
You know, I would say for some, it's not been consistent. Some have had mask mandates, some haven't. And some have had quite a bit of community transmission at their events. So it's really a matter of, you know, what we as organizers feel is in the best interest of our attendees. And the vast majority of our attendees are highly supportive of it. So that's what we're going to go with.
You mentioned in your comments that you sent a statement out to Gen Con's community. What do you consider Gen Con's community? Because I know people who game from all different political affiliations and all different backgrounds.
Yeah, and that's one of the great things about gaming is that it is typically you know a great unifier. But I think it's important for the folks who know us to know where we stand on this issue and what it means to us. But you know, at the end of the day, I like to think that you know we can check our politics at the door and just sit down and have a good time playing games.
Well, I mean, I think that's kind of not possible with a statement like that. You can't check your politics at the door whenever you've made your politics very public.
I think you can. I think this is more about where we choose to hold our event. But, you know, this is not really about us as organizers. It is really about the folks who want to come here and play, and they can certainly, you know, we would expect that people are just sitting down to play games just for the purpose of enjoying that.